This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. In Uttar Pradesh, one person lost his life and more than a dozen are feared trapped in a mine which caved in last evening in Sonbhadra district. Rescue teams of NDRF, SDRF and local administration are working on a war footing to rescue the trapped workers. Senior officials are on the spot. Additional DGP Piyush Mordia informed media that a wall inside the Krishna Mines quarry in Billi Markundi village of Obra suddenly caved in, trapping the workers. The body of the deceased has been recovered. Political parties have gained momentum to form a new government in Bihar. After a landslide victory in the assembly elections, the NDA has shifted focus to government formation in the state. Union Minister and President of Lok Janashakti Party Ram Vilas Chirag Paswan, President of Hindustani Awam Morcha Santosh Suman and several other leaders of the NDA met Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar in Patna yesterday. During the meeting, informal discussions were held regarding government formation. JDU's working President Sanjay Jha and Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh also met senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi last evening. It is reported that initial discussions regarding the process of forming the new government took place during this meeting.
All five constituent parties of the NDA will hold separate meetings to elect their respective legislature party leaders, after which a joint meeting will be held where the leader of the NDA will be elected. A meeting of the Lok Jan Shakti Party was held yesterday, in which the party's state president Raju Tiwari was elected leader of the legislature party. Meetings of the Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha legislature parties are expected to be held today. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Delhi Crime Branch has filed two separate FIRs against Al Falah University, one for cheating and the other under sections of forgery. According to a Delhi police source, a team from the Crime Branch unit visited the university office in Okhla in the national capital yesterday. The Delhi police has also issued a notice to the university and requested for certain documents from them. It said the FIRs were registered after University Grants Commission, UGC, and the National Assessment and Accreditation Council, NAAC, flagged serious irregularities at the university during their reviews. All gates of Delhi Metro's Lal Killa station are now open for commuters. Lal Killa Metro station was earlier closed after the blast in a car near the Red Fort in Delhi on the 10th of this month. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces recovered an improvised explosive device, IED, in Frontier District Rajouri on Saturday and later destroyed it in a controlled explosion. Our correspondent reports that a house was partially damaged in the explosion, which was carried out in Upper Bangai village of Thanna Mandi subdivision of the district. U.S. President Donald Trump has cut tariffs on food imports as affordability emerges as a potential political factor. India's mango, pomegranate and tea exports are likely to benefit from the move. The White House has announced that tropical fruits and juices, tea and spices are among the imports that will not be affected by reciprocal tariffs. The other items mentioned in the White House fact sheet include coffee and tea, cocoa, oranges, tomatoes and beef. Moving on to sports, in men's cricket, chasing the target of 124 runs set by South Africa, India were 38 for 4 when reports last came in on day 3 of the first test at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. Earlier, the visitors were bowled out for 153 after resuming their second innings at their overnight score of 93 for 7. India is set to host the World Boxing Cup finals from today until the 20th of this month at the Shahid Vijay Singh Pathik Sports Complex in Greater Noida. The matches will begin at 2 p.m. followed by an opening ceremony at 6 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.